there, in today's story, we find Paul in a heated debate with the philosophers of Athens.
Everywhere I turn in your city, I see another idol to some god. There is only one true God. His son was Jesus Christ.
What are you babbling about? Is there some new god we haven't heard of?
There is a god of whom you apparently have not heard. If you believe in him, your sins will be forgiven.
We're always seeking knowledge. Come up to Mars Hill with us, where we can all hear what you have to say.
Men of Athens, as I walked about your city, I saw idols to every demon you can think of. There is even an altar to the unknown god. Now, I bring you good news. The unknown god you are worshiping does not live in shrines made by human hands, but he lives in the very hearts of those who believe in his son, Jesus Christ. The God I present to you formed the world and all things in it. He formed the heavens. He made from one blood all nations of men. In God we live. Our very life comes from him. But he is too holy to be represented by idols made of gold, silver, or stone. In the past, God allowed us to do these things in ignorance. But now he tells all people everywhere to repent, to change their ways and hate their past evil deeds. Things have changed, but I tell you, the world is to be judged by his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and on the third day was raised from the dead.
Wait a minute. Did you say raised from the dead? Now, Paul, no one ever raised from the dead.
I believe you, Paul. I want to accept Jesus as my Savior. Come to my house and tell my family.
I believe in Jesus. And all these others believe in him.
Is Jesus an unknown God to you? He doesn't need to be. The Bible says he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. Open the door of your heart and invite him in. Just close your eyes and repeat after me, "Dear Lord, I'm sorry I have done wrong. Forgive me and come into my heart. I want to turn around and go God's way the rest of my life. Amen."